The first and best victory is to conquer self. Welcome to the Conqueror Approach, a journey of self-mastery. To cultivate our mind, body, spirit, financial literacy, and allow our light to shine upon the world. Brought to you by me, your host, U.S. Navy submarine veteran and entrepreneur, Musa Mikel. Let's conquer. Welcome, welcome. Thank you again for joining me. I want to talk about living in the gift of today. Living with intention, being present in the moment, cherishing each moment. And I want to start with one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard and read. And today is the first day of your life. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. But what I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something I've traded for it. I want it to be gain and not loss, good and not evil, success and not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I've paid for it. That quote is from Dr. Herzl Wilson, and what a great way to think. The thought process behind that quote just resonates, that you are exchanging a day of your life for today. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to live it? How are you going to show up? How are you going to be? How are you going to impact? When you live with that intention and the gift of today, knowing today is the first day of the rest of your life. The Buddha said, yesterday has already gone. The future has not yet come. We can only touch life in the present moment. And Buddha is right too. Live today as if it's the first day of the rest of your life. You can't keep holding on to what has gone. We can't keep worrying about what has yet to come, because we can only control this very moment. We can live life fearing the future and regretting the past, but that inhibits us from enjoying the very moment of right now. I remember a friend was telling me how excited they were that it was Friday, and I couldn't help but think of the sadness of being excited for a particular day of the week. And I was like that. I was like that. There was a point in time where I was excited for Friday. I think anyone growing up in America's school system is excited when it's Friday, because you have the weekend. Because I believe school trains you and conditions you to be an employee and work that way. Monday through Friday, hopefully you get the weekends off. Obviously, there's many jobs that you don't. But I, as I've grown in this work and in the entrepreneurial field and just working on creating a life of my design, I understand the sadness behind that now. It is sad to live being excited for Friday and hating Monday, because every day is the first day of the rest of your life. It doesn't matter if it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. This very moment is all we have. So if we're living the week, throughout the week, Monday through Thursday, upset, and then Friday we start to get a little bit excited, Saturday we try to enjoy ourselves, and Sunday is bittersweet because it is a day off, but oh, we got to go back to work on Monday. That is not how I believe we're meant to live. That is not living in the present moment. That is limiting us on giving us and ourselves fully, our gifts to the world, because we're stuck. And even if you're at a job that works Monday through Friday, can you be excited and choose to be happy whether it's Monday or Friday? When we give our happiness, if our happiness is dependent on the day of the week, that's an issue that we have to acknowledge. It's either you're doing something you don't like to do, you hate your job, and you're not fulfilled, or you're not living your purpose. You're out of alignment. And I was like that. I was like that in the military. I was excited for Friday because I didn't have to wake up early and go to work if I didn't have duty on the weekend. But a lot of times, I did. Right? We wake up, we dread Mondays, we sit in traffic, we love the weekend, only to realize the weekends were too fast and the weeks were too long, and the time just goes by like that. Before we know it, the week's done, the month's done, the year's done, on to the next year. Bullshit resolutions in the beginning, and it just goes back to the same thing, redundant. And that's not how we're meant to live. And that's the reason why I decided to become an entrepreneur and on this pursuit of designing my own life and doing what I enjoy doing. And it's what led me here, right now. Every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. That means every moment of your day is a gift. And if we think of it that way, that what you're doing is important because you're exchanging moments that you can never get again. Once today is gone, it is gone forever. We can't change that. And if there's one thing being on a submarine taught me, was time is so precious. It is too precious to be in a job that you hate or not be in full of expression of who you are and what you want to give to this world. Spending months away, isolated, you have to reflect. It makes you cherish those small moments, walking outside, going for a hike, watching the sunset. Because submariners don't get that often when they're on the way. You don't get that. There's no windows. And even if there was, you can't see anything. So I cherish that way more than I feel than the average person. The ability to go out for a walk whenever I like, I am going to cherish that moment. And that is why I'm not going to choose to live doing something that doesn't fulfill me anymore. What fear is stopping me? What belief is stopping me? I don't want to live unconsciously because the very moment will slip by while I'm running on autopilot without even noticing it. The fact that we are alive is a gift. It shouldn't take a certain day of the week to make us grateful when we have the greatest gifts of all. If you're hearing me now, you have the gift to hear. You have the gift that you are still breathing without even noticing, without even thinking, that your heart beats unconsciously. There's something pumping your heart without you trying. That is a gift. The very moment that you are in right now is a gift. And I hope you choose to live it that way. Because we're going to start running out of that time. Sometimes it's sudden and sometimes it's not. But you ask any person in their deathbed, and they're going to probably say they wish they did more, They wish they connected more. They wish they did this. They wish they went after it. They wish they started that business. They wish they wrote that book. They wish they did whatever. That is an ultimate failure that we prevented ourselves from being in the moment and enjoying the gift of today and giving life our all. So when it comes to that moment, we don't have to look back and regret that we didn't do something. I feel like when you're living on purpose, you will never be more glad it's Friday because every day is full of joy and happiness. Because you're living on purpose. Tuesday can be just as exciting as Saturday. You don't even need to keep track of the days. But if you're in a structured work environment, you should wake up Monday excited to do what you do. You should wake up ready to make a difference, to impact others. However, it doesn't have to be magnificent, but we all have an impact, and we all have a gift, and we all have greatness, and a lot of times we're not utilizing it. It lays dormant. The richest place in the world is a cemetery, because so many people die without letting their gifts be given. You deserve to live that way where every day your life is happy. Obviously, there's going to be things, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be problems. Life is not all sunshine and rainbows. But when you have intention, you can be grateful in the moment. You can be grateful for what you do. You can be grateful for the time. You can be grateful for the sunshine, the sunset, the sunrise, the wind, the air, the food you eat. You could be grateful for all the gifts you have that you don't acknowledge. Like if you're watching this video, the gift of being able to watch this guy talk to you. That's a gift. Nah, I'm just playing. But where every day isn't just whatever day it says on the calendar, but today is the only day that matters. Right now is the only day that counts. Right now. Live in that moment. Live fully, make right now count. Cherish the moments. Love without limits. Because that just leads to regrets. If we're only happy Friday and Saturday, that is a very small amount of the year that we're actually enjoying ourselves. Because we're pissed off the rest of the week. And let's just say if you're happy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's 3 days out of the week. That means more than half of the year you're pissed off because what day it says on the calendar. That is not living your purpose. Because if you were, you would be excited that you just have another today to enjoy. Our days are numbered. And we don't live from the heart. That would just lead to the regrets. I want you to let your light shine. It's a challenge. It's scary to go after what you want to go after, but you've thought about it and you suppress those thoughts. You suppress those dreams or those gifts that you have to settle. And if our days are numbered, why settle? Don't lay dormant. Time is our most precious gift. If you knew for a fact that you had 5 days to live, would you act differently? Would you choose your words differently? Would you call those you love? Would you say, I love you, if you don't? Would you cherish each moment? Would you live with intention? Would you cherish each smile, each laugh, each view? Each sound, each interaction differently? Would you love differently? Would you give differently? I know you would. But why wait when that is always going to be a variable? We don't know the exact date. We don't know we're exactly going to have this many days. So if it's always unknown, why can't we choose to cherish all those things right now, today? Be grateful. We get caught up in the minutia of life and distracted us from living fully. But it's still a conscious choice in every moment. We get bombarded with so much advertising, so much media, so many things. There's so many distractions. But we have to remind ourselves that time is precious. This moment is all we have. And if you give it all you got, there won't be nothing left in the tank when you're done. There's more to life than what we're just doing if we're just existing and getting by. That's not thriving, that's just surviving. Live a life that people will remember, generations, by just being everything you were created to be. There's a great book by Coot Blackson called You Are the One. Highly recommend. It's one of my favorite books. And this book talks about so many great stories of just being everything you were meant to be, living the most authentic life, true to yourself, being all you can be. And it's worth it. It's worth putting that effort in, getting out your comfort zone, fighting your fears, taking action despite of the limitations that you set in your own mind. Because Friday shouldn't dictate your level of happiness. You should. By knowing you're giving everything you got in this moment, and you're not going to leave anything back, and you're not going to hold back, because if you do hold back, that's just going to be a regret when you're in your deathbed. And you deserve more. You deserve the life of your dreams. You deserve to have what you want to have. You deserve to have those great relationships. You deserve to be happy. So stop telling yourself you don't deserve it, because it's a lie. And go for it. Live fully with much love and gratitude. If this episode is valuable, share it to whoever you think needs to hear it. I appreciate you. Go on and do great things and be the great human being that you are. I love you. That is all for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you found any value in this episode, someone you know will also. Please share, subscribe, leave a rating and review so we can reach more people, have a farther ripple, and a larger impact. Stay grateful. I appreciate you. And remember, you are a conqueror.